This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, ag business consolidation continues to be in the news, and DuPont is planning to sell a company-owned herbicide business to reduce potential antitrust concerns to a $59 billion merger with U.S. competitor Dow Chemical Company. Bloomberg reports the sale is expected to generate several hundred million dollars, and Delaware-based DuPont is also considering the disposal of insecticide and seed units that might be an obstacle to the deal moving forward. A host of competitors, from BASF to FMC and private equity firms, are monitoring opportunities to pick up assets as the biggest ever wave of consolidation in the agrochemical and seed business spurs antitrust reviews and forced sales. For its part, Dow is selling a unit making copolymers used in food packaging. Dow and DuPont are pushing to complete the merger by the end of this year. Taking a look at some new numbers this week for the Illinois Crop Report, corn and soybean harvest is nearing completion across the state. And for the average temp last week, we had 59.8 degrees, about 7 degrees above normal. Precip averaged about 3/4 of an inch, and that was about 4/100 of an inch above normal. And there were 5 days that allowed field work during the week ending on October 23rd. Topsoil moisture was rated 1% very short, 7% short, 76% adequate, and 16% surplus. Subsoil moisture was 1% very short, 5% short, 85% adequate, and 9% surplus. Corn harvest for the state was 83% complete compared to 91% at this time last year, and soybean harvest was 76% complete compared to 77% for the 5-year average. Looking at winter wheat, planted area reached 68% compared to 78% last year, and winter wheat emerged was at 38% compared to 34% for the 5-year average. And now it's time to hear a local update. Today's visit will be with Heath Halk of Montgomery County. Heath farms with his dad near Irving and Witt, and Heath says they finished up harvest last week.
We actually were fortunate enough to get done about a week ago before the rain there. Finished up on a Sunday there. You know, it was good. It's always a good feeling. I always hate it's one of those things I hate for harvesting. That's my favorite time of year to reap the rewards of what we worked at all year. But we crossed the finish line and things look pretty good. So,
well, that's really great to hear. And I know talking with farmers, a lot of guys have been saying, you know, it looks pretty good. But if you don't mind, if we could talk yields and just some maybe numbers or an average, let's talk about corn. How did things look in the corn, and were yields what you expected? Less? What'd you think?
The corn yields, you know, it was one of those things where it was kind of, you know, you didn't know what to think up until July 4th there, before we got that rain on the 4th of July weekend. You know, we thought we were going to have worse than 2012 at that point. And then we bounced back and, didn't necessarily know exactly what to think. I knew it wasn't going to be, I didn't quite think it was going to be the bumper crop that you saw from the USDA and those type of things, just because there was just, in our area, there's too many holes, too much water early. We didn't have the consistency like we did in 2014. But as a whole, I was kind of figuring we'd be in the 180 to 190 range once we got done with all of it. And we were in the upper 180s. I haven't figured it across the board yet as far as that goes. But, I mean, we were slightly above average for our area. And we had yields anywhere from, you know, that 165 up to like a 220 range. It just depended, the high spots. I mean, if you talk to guys in our area, we're not flat. So the higher ground, even if it was poor ground, did better just because it was up higher. And then as far as soybeans went, we had another great year with soybeans, not quite as good as last year. It doesn't look like, haven't figured those up as a whole yet either. But I'm going to say we're going to be mid 60s on beans. I'm not going to complain one bit about that. I thought some of them might yield a little bit more. As green as they were and as tall as they were and as hard as they pulled the combine, they should have made 100 bushel. But it is what it is, it seems like that's what I've been hearing across the board with yields. I mean, you talk to guys around, and I haven't heard really one guy say that his corn yields are just off the charts. It seems like everybody early, you heard a lot of stories about big yields, but I haven't really heard from those same people what their farm averages are. So it's going to be interesting to see from the USDA what we end up taking out at, what their quote-unquote number is come January.
In your opinion, what's the reason for that? I know several things affect, you know, how crops grow and the yield, but is there one cause that, you know, you would name for the reasons that you're not seeing as big a yield as what you thought you would?
It's just water. I mean, in our area, I mean, that's what it came down to, drainage. I mean, us specifically on our farm, we replanted almost a little over half of our corn from April to May. Really didn't see, I thought we would see more. I wasn't sure how that May corn would stack up to the April corn, but it ended up yielding about the same. I thought maybe we would see, almost thought maybe the May corn would do a little bit better, just kind of for the conditions that it had. But it just boiled down to water. I mean, where you could really see that even on the better ground where that soil just holds on to water, it just didn't quite have the stand. And today's hybrids, that's what you need. You have to have ears. And, I mean, it wasn't, I'm not saying that it was super thin, but there was just a few left ears out there, and it just came down to Mother Nature. I mean, we tried everything we could to drain the water off of it, but at the end of the day, I mean, you know, you got terrace channels, and when you get 4 inches of rain, and you can't get the water off those fast enough, and they get stunted. And, in 2014, that was the difference, between a two, you know, a 220 bushel crop versus 190. We got that extra bushels just because we had the consistency across the field, and we didn't have that this year. So, I mean, that's kind of, in my opinion, that's what it was in our area. It just all comes down to that. So.
Sure, and I'm sure that varies throughout the areas that people are farming in. So you're done with harvest. So what's next on the agenda? Any fall tillage, fall fertilizer application?
Yeah, we've got most of our fertilizers already been applied. We don't do any ammonia or anhydrous in the fall on our farm. You know, that's something that's going to be firing up here before too long. Guys will be going, weather permitting, if we don't continue to get rain. I mean, we're trying to get the biggest thing on our list of things to do. We've got tillage to do as far as corn on corn for next year. But the biggest thing for us to do is dirt work, getting terraces and waterways and things repaired. This past year was just, I mean, it's amazing. With a lot of these big rains, we've got a lot of terraces that they actually, you know, the water came so fast and had so much that we went over the top of them and washed them out. And so we have to go back with the pan scraper and rebuild those. So, I mean, we've got, it would sure be nice if we could get another 2 to 3 weeks of good weather, you know, just to get those jobs ready for next year, because it's, a lot of times it's hard to get those done in the springtime. So that's kind of the goal here. We'll do some fall spraying once it cools off. We'll spray our bean stubble just to keep the winter annuals down. And then we're mostly no-till soybeans here on our farm. So we'll spray, try to get a head start on the weeds for next year. So there's a lot of stuff going on. You know, you're already preparing. It all seems to happen at the same time, but I mean, you're already preparing for next year as far as seed orders to get discounts and things on our seed. Those things have to be done in the late October, early November stages. It's already, you know, it's like 1 year in the books, and we're already worried about next year already, just seeing what we can do.
And thanks again to Heath Houck for that local update. And that does it this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.